What do you think of these? Well, what do you think?
About what?
Of these.
Oh, those?
Yeah, how do they look?
Similar? Insert noise.
An horse is very useful if you need to sit down. It also holds your trousers up, without it they'd fall down. Everybody has an arse, even crocodiles and birds. It helps you when you have a shit by squeezing out your turds. There are lots of different arses, some are big and some are small. Some of them are hairy and some of them are bald. An arse can come in many shapes, some are round and firm and tight. But when I see a builder's bum, it's not a pretty sight. An arse is much more versatile than you would ever think. It has so many uses, it can even hold your drink. An arse has many different names, such as butt and bum and rear. The Yanks call it a fanny, and the French le derrière. You couldn't fart without an arse, and let me tell you, chum, that both your legs would fall off if you didn't have a bum. How would you manage if you caught your son having a wank? Without an arse you wouldn't have anything to spank. So remember, when you want a shit, or you want to pass some gas, or moon at folk across the street, you'd be fucked,
you'd be fucked
without.
Bye.
suck the poppy, suck the pop, poppy. Oh, 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 suck the poppy, suck the poppy, suck the pop, poppy. Oh, 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 let it pop the hobby, suck the poppy, suck the pop, poppy.
Yeah. looked up to the sky, you said, why do these birds fly? And I don't know what else. The reflection shows your heart, and it all falls apart. You blame me for every right man. But I got no answers now. And when we feel we work it out, I tell her it's always you now. But I know I put that on you, and then you put it back on me. Chair, looking for some goddamn boyfriend. The aliens, they have landed back on Plymouth Rock. I thought you saw it all. They're not there. Up to the sky, I said, hey birds, why do you fly? They told me there's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. You can't see anything, I know. Just gotta grow up, but it's not that easy, I know. So you tell yourself you're okay, but I know that's not the truth. Who are you?
Big God and Mr. The desperate insects quivered under the urine spray. Their tiny brains hummed with a collective consciousness. We are of one mind. We are of one mind. We are not rocks. We are not plants. We are insects. We have rights. We are many, and together we are strong. We have been pissed upon long enough. Come all ye 6, 8, and 100-legged brethren, let us unite in insect pride. Let us burn with our love one for another, and take our rightful place among the stalks and stems. Thus hummed the mind of a leader, who rose up before them and gestured with his mandibles. Come, I will take you to a land where there are beautiful roses growing from the half-rotted corpses of a dead civilization, a place where we may eat our fill. And he was about to go on when I stepped on him, shook it off, and put it back in my pants, and walked away. Now deprived of a leader, they went back to doing what they were doing before, minding their own business, operating from their place in the food chain, and accepting the reality of being pissed on as one of the conditions of their existence. With this understanding, life is not so bad. And they soon forgot that it had ever been different. And it never had.
Thank you.
my door. Search for water in the cracks of the floor. What I would find there lay broken and blind. There was nothing. There was nothing at all. Oh.
all, but I'd rather keep on staring at the ghosts in all these gutters, poking diesel fumes down here. Well, standing on this diesel corner, reaching to fix it, inside a blur of sturdy, stirring pattern pieces, looped up, sent to churn. My brushes race to form a face, dissected to a sequence, 10,000 scattered images of the lacquered imprint. 10,000 scattered images of the lacquered.
We gotta stop, but that's just enough. Thank you.